Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
I go on and on.
My, I tell you, excited to come before you. You know, it's an awesome Monday. I'm going to just say a marvelous Monday. God has blessed us one more time to come. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Straight Talk, No Chaser. And we want to focus on just sharing some thought about what's going on in our community. We want to be honest, and besides being honest, we want to be very direct. So we're going to come at you with a topic tonight. Hopefully you can hold on, because the topic is relationship. Well, that's the title of tonight's show. Relationship, hold up. Relationship, hold up. What is the reason why all these relationships are on hold? We're going to talk about it tonight. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location, and we'll chat about relationship hold up. Also, if you want to check us out on the web, you can go to the web and just listen to the show. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email us at WBSW Internet Station 23. We're also on Twitter. You can tweet our show at Zeta Phi Sigma 10. These brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. It's Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're partners with them. We're so glad they're willing to be with us and partners with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Also, on Instagram, you're at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Our live broadcast. com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. You can also check us out on Instagram, Z Squad Greenville 1981, as well as from time to time, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, TikTok, excited, Dr. LDAlbertoSmith, True, you're posting on True. WBSW Radio, the internet station number 23. Twitter's again, I mentioned, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Monthly, check us out. WBSW Radio, the internet station number 23. Also, you have an opportunity to go to Tumblr. That's at Dr. Lowe Smith Blog. So you have many ways to connect with us. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. We're on 6 continents. So God has blessed us to be able to be able to move in that direction, be a mover and a shaker at times. So we're thankful that God has blessed us to do that. You can register for WBSW Radio giveaways. What we need to do is you need to send us your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Or WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. It's awesome to be able to present this opportunity for you to register for our giveaways. It varies from hotel stays to gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, along with books and other items that we raffle off from time to time. God has blessed us with supporters and sponsors and willing to give us those things. But we want you to make sure if you're requesting something and you need something, get your name in. Type down your name, and then we got four in actuality, four means of transaction that we get from time to time, give away. We just help individuals when we can, but you got to register. So you just can't just get this and don't respond and then be a part of what we're trying to do as well. What you need to do is be able to cash out, have a cash out, or PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. You can send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com, or lorenzo15@gmail.com. We ask you to really sow a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio at Cash App, $ Lorenza B. Smith. We want your support. We thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for listening, watching. But sow a seed for $1 so we can purchase the gift cards, so we can purchase the books, so we can get the things of gas vouchers or the food vouchers, or be able to get some of the other items that we need to give away to you. We need your help. Just sow a seed of $1. You got the cash out? Just say that's Lorenza B. Smith. Just cash up that $1. We'll really appreciate what you sow the seed with us. It's exciting to come in tonight and be before you, because we've been blessed one more time. God has blessed us, especially if you're in the South. Well, it's all over the country, I said. We've been dealing with a weather challenge. Some places snowing up to 4 and 5 feet. We have other areas that are not used to snow, as much snow, but seeing 2 and 3 foot of snow where that causing you're not to be able to move around. Several schools have been closed. So we want to be that opportunity that you can come to sit and relax and get your libation and just enjoy yourself and check out the radio, the internet. ZV, thank you for taking time. We have Kayla Davis, thank you. Vic Hoagie, thank you so much for taking time to be here. Angelo Kraft, thank you. Butterfly K, join us. Tracy Bradley, Pat Atkins, thank you so much. We have 3B joining us. Thank you so much. We got a user. Thank you, John. Nash, $$$$. Thank you so much. Larray 025. We have many others joining us. It's on TikTok, on the various networks. Thank you so much for being a part of this today. I got TPP and it's like Taquan Pien. Thank you so much for joining us. We have my frat brother, Mario. Thank you so much. Telefaro, a member of Fire Signal Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining us. And each and every one is joining us as we move forward. Let's talk about relationship holder. The title came into existence because I was just thinking about what are the holdups in many of relationships? Why we can't not pull the trigger, they call it. Why can't we move forward in a relationship? One of the key things is how intent are you on looking at some positive or a favorable result from your relationship? If you go into the relationship and you're casual-minded and you're just going to be casual about the relationship, and I tell you right now, you're going to run into some problems that relationship could go on 5 or 10 years and you never move in a favorable manner. Just being with somebody is not a favorable manner. Let me tell you what, there's two important things that we focus on we in life that we control. We control our time and we control the effort. No one can force you to do more you want to do. No one can force you to use more time. time he wanted you, you control that. So in a relationship, if you stay in a relationship 5 or 10 years and don't see a favorable result here in life, you gain wisdom. I don't care if you're 40 years old. I don't care if you're 38. I don't care if you're 33. I don't care if you're 50. I don't care if you're 60. Every lived day of experience gives you the ability and the wisdom to make the right decision. So why waste your valuable time and not see a favorable outcome? I always tell people, favorable outcome is what the reason why you're in a relationship. You're not in a relationship just to be in a relationship, but you got to be able to open up. See, when you talk about a relationship, you operate from your heart and your soul. Intentional relationship operate from there. Everything casual, everything part of the hookup generation does not operate from that way. That's why we got so many individuals so bitter toward relationship, or they get into a relationship and they put a hold on it because they're afraid of the commitment from not from themselves but from the individual who want to talk about commitment but not willing to commit. See, you can sell a lot of things. You can tell people, I love you. See, I love you is a gift. You give to people. But the key to it, are you in love with that person enough to give your time, enough to give your effort, valuable time? Waste your energy on people who are not intentional, who's not willing to be able to clarify who they are, who's not ready for the situation. They talk about they're ready because they all the other situations in the past were not good. But my question to you, if your relationships in the past was not good relationships, what did you do to make yourself a viable candidate for today? What did you do? Did you take time to get some support? Did you take time to get counseling? And counseling is not a 2 weeks or 3 months or five. Sometimes it may take 2, 3, 4, 5 years to get to the point where you're the best version of yourself. Too many times people say they get in counseling, and they're, oh, I was in counseling, but they get out of counseling because you think you heal. And then you go into a situation, and then you trigger about what happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So you got to remember, you made the choice. You made the choice to put yourself in this situation. Whatever situation you're in, you make a choice because you choose always and everybody else. See, relationships are reflective. And I want you to keep that in mind. If your relationship is reflecting you. You know, I have a host on one of our shows as well as a co-host that comes on our Monday night show. She always said, because she's a licensed social worker, and she always said, you cannot have a healthy relationship when you're toxic with yourself. See, if you have a toxic relationship with yourself, you can't have a healthy relationship with anybody else. See, but you got to, if you had it, and you say, well, it's behind me. I ain't been in that 8 years and everything. But did you seek the counseling? And that's what it's all about. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I'm so excited to have everyone join us. We have a couple of people that's joining us. And that's Lisa, is that Jaska 348? And Famous Lent that's joining us. We also have several others joining us. We have that is Cyrene of Miami. Thank you so much, Serene of Miami. You also have people joining us, and I want to give Antoinette, Sharon Johnson Proctor, the Texas Bishop, taking time to be a part of this tonight. We also have Wilmer Black, N.A. Thank you so much. It's Wilmer Black. Is joining us. We have is that Marcelin. Thank you for joining us. We have David Gamble. Thank you for joining us. Those are some individuals that are slowly joining in. Thank you for taking time. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure to get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask you for your location, then you can chat with Dr. Loretta D. Smith as we talk about relationship holdup. Ask yourself, are you the holdup? You pretend that you got it all together, but truly you're afraid to death to be in a committed relationship. You need to get that checked out. You need to get some support by going to see counseling and going to therapy to get yourself in order. We can't no longer let it be a stigma in the community that we can't seek the help we need to be the best version of ourselves. And we have to truly keep that in mind. And we talk about the relationship hold up and what it means. We have to always remember that when you're talking about in a relationship that you think, because you see, you didn't start off intentionally trying to have a favorite outcome. What you started off was, oh, they look good, they smell good, they make me tingle. And I did not do the work. What you would see is a hold up. The individual would go hold up and say, hold up, wait a minute. This ain't what I was shopping for. Because we're all shopping and looking for what best fit us. So it's so important that we understand that. See, when you get in those relationships, most of the time, if you're not in touch, you're going to be just spinning your wheels in one place. It really irritates me when I hear people say, well, I've been in a relationship 5 years, and I'm still waiting on him to propose to me. See, I want both genders to understand. We all have certain things that we control. I say we control time and energy. But another thing, for example, with a female, see, you control sex, who you have sex with, and you control when a baby's born. A man controls relationship and who get married. See, if you don't know that, you're going to get, because a lot of us not in that position because we're about, you know, 5 and 10 years in a relationship with somebody, you have moved in, living like you're married. You're giving all the wife's candy away, but you're not understanding there's no commitment. And it's sad when I hear folks say their response is, I wasn't looking for no commitment. Then why are you wasting your time and energy? See, your time is so important. Let me give a shout out to you. This is truly, and he knows that he's my brother. He, you know, and our families are really close. And I really appreciate him joining us, and that's my brother. Congratulations and to you as well on your prospect of a grandchild. Congratulations to you, my brother. Thank you so much. That's your seed. And that's understandable. Truly, truly, we thank you for joining us. As we move forward, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors because, see, our sponsors are really important to us because we can do what we need to do unless they invest and believe in what we're doing. You're on WPSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited to bring you this format tonight. The title is Relationship Holder. Are you the holder? Are you the one that's blaming everybody else? Every relationship you get in, you may have walked away from it, but the other person is the holder. See, you have to be intentional when you go in these relationships. See, they don't take no 2, 3, 4 years when you're intentional. See, your intent and that person's intent is the same, and as you get a favorite outcome in a relationship and a dating to be married, that's your favorite outcome. If you are there just to go through the motion and you want to have somebody so you can go out, see, you can rent a boat. See, that's available to you as well. If you want somebody just to go out with, rent you a boat. But when you try to have a relationship for life called a commitment, you have to give just like you're taking. See, we take, and you can see yourself, and the reason why your relationship wasn't successful is because you got to check yourself. Now, I tell everybody, I assess myself every day. I do a pro and con chart, and I see where I did this, and I see where I did this. I see how I was successful in this. And I said, did I come to the conclusion to be the best version of myself? I have to identify what was the pros and the cons. I addressed them to be the best version of me. See, I tell people I don't operate or just operate like I am. I have a purpose in my life. And I know what my purpose is. Do you know what your purpose is? And I want you to think about that. Relationship, hold up. What is the hold up?
That's right, hard work. Check out LMT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the Medicare expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
LLC, that's Mr. Tony Starworth. Name back to Anthony Starworth. Go to Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, and DM him some information. Ask him to share with you, which I don't think you have a problem, but he's a manicure expert in South Central Alabama. Now, for individuals in other states, I can't tell you, but there's someone in your neighborhood that's doing an awesome job manicuring yards, and you see them, and you got to be willing to pay the price. If you want to have the best, you got to be willing to pay the price. So truly, truly connect with him. And you can call him if you just want to get some information. That's 334-300-7401. And also, Tony's a co-host of our Wednesday night sports show. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brother, for supporting what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to make it happen the best we can. So God has been so good to us. So we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to address our issue. Our next topic is, why do we put relationships on hold? See, you heard the meaning of it, meaning that you put it on hold because you fear commitment. You put it on hold because this was not the relationship that you wanted to be in, but it was a relationship available to you. That's why you put it on hold. You have to evaluate exactly is our future in this relationship. Don't just think it's a future. Talk with people. Communication is important. Those 500 words. But don't go into a relationship unless you intentional or go into dating intentional to date or be in a relationship. You're looking for the results. And I always said the results. Be with somebody 10 years and then they may help. You may produce a seed or have a seed that is brought into this world. That might have been your intent. But the fatal result is that marry before you care. You got to understand marry before you care. So that if you're intentional and you're in a relationship and you cherish your time and energy, then you could have a favorable outcome of, you know what, marriage, a lifelong commitment. And that's truly what you want. Why do we put relationships on hold? There's a lot of reasons why people put relationships on hold, especially in the romantic realm. Because a lot of times we decide to postpone a decision about what our future might look like. See, that's why I say if you're intentional from the beginning, you can see that favorable outcome, and this is my future with this individual, and we can do the things that we need to do. But you can't do it if you don't have a plan. See, life is all about planning. So you intentionally get into the relationship to have a favorable outcome. And you have to be clear about that and be with people or a person that thinks the way you think. All of a sudden, there's a temporary block. See, it amazed me. I watch a lot of the court shows with the relationship part to it, or paternal court and everything. The first thing, well, we went on a break. I still don't understand what is a break. If you're in a relationship or a marriage, and you're talking about we just stepped away from each other. If you stepped away from each other, keep stepping. See, because that time that you're using talking yourself out that door, the things you want to do, building your body count, possibly getting another situation, does not benefit that other person. I always tell people, you know, know, and I've heard a lot of content people say this, you know, what can you learn in the open dating market that's going to help you with a husband or wife? He said, hold up. I need to assess this situation. See, you want to be in a possible behavior type of situation. See, you can't make assumptions, because assumptions are not significant. What you need to do is you are ready to address the situation. If someone say, well, let's hold on, let's take a break, you need to tell me, you know, my time is valuable. I'm not going to sit here. And we're not going to be taking a break. When you take a break, you got to go. You got to move on. Both of you got to make that decision, and you can't be afraid. You can't miss something you've never had, because the person was not intentional from the start, and he's not willing for results. You can't say, if I hang around, I'm going to get a favorable result. He put you on hold, not looking for a favorable result. What that person is looking for, or she, tuning in, to dingle somebody in front of you and just hold on to you, they feel like it's time is right. It's easier to say goodbye. People don't realize it. Everybody say, no, no, just say goodbye and keep moving. Don't let somebody put you on hold. Sound like you're a layaway plan. I don't know if some of you might be kind of young, but you remember a long time ago, they used to have layaway plans. Starting, especially for Christmas, starting in June and July, and even our parents, when they put some on layaway that we wanted so we could have it for Christmas. Don't let nobody put you on a layaway plan. You deserve better. You deserve the right commitment. And you deserve to be happy. But my biggest thing is, you know, you can be happy. But my thing is peace, joy, and love. I don't care about too much about happiness, but I care about joy. I care about peace. And I do care about love. Because love is what love does. Let's move forward and look at why people continue to put their relationships on hold. See, even if you in this romantic realm, there's a lot of times those individuals are aware. They're deciding what they're going to do. That should tell you what you should do. See, truly when you love someone from your heart, it's easy to let them go than to try to hold on to them. Give a shout out to my biological young brother. Thank you so much, my young brother, Connie Smith. Thank you, my brother, so much for being a part of this. Thank you for sharing this moment with me and the many others that are joining us on the devices. We have several devices that we work. We got six devices broadcasting. That's why we're the number one internet station, the number one radio internet station. We're using six devices, meaning six social media sites to get the word out. And the last thing I want to say about why most people put relationship on hold, one of the things is, see, love needs to have time. Need to have time to develop and become deeper. See, you may say, you love a person you never met. That might be possible. But just think about when you put the time in to really, really get to know the person. It was amazing. I run across people and they watch the show and they'd be talking about, oh, I like what you say sometimes. You don't know me. You don't know me as a person. You didn't know what you see. If you're texting back and forth, you still don't know me. You really hadn't heard my voice except, and the only exception, if you're on this broadcast and you listening to me, you got to talk to me so you can know who I am. That's why you have to get, when you're talking about love, see, love needs time to develop. and it becomes deeper. It allows your relationship not to be ruined or put on hold. See, if time passed without progress, it is not merely wasted time, it's often damaging. See, it's so damaging, that's a problem. That's why we got so much hurt. That's why we're so angry with each other, because we allow someone to waste our time. Because you control, you know what I'm saying? We allow other people to waste our time. See, you got to understand that if you want to be cooperative, you got to be able to work with them. You got to be friendly. See, it's hard to be friendly with some people. It's hard because they went through so many things and didn't take time to heal. See, they got walls up. They're scorned. They're angry. And they're going to make the next person pay for what happened and something before. See, it's kind of sad. I always tell people, I would never be your collateral damage. But I would not have. If it didn't work out and that person did things to you and you had to heal, but you come in and want to be in this relationship with me, your intent is to break.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbie.
Reconnected out of New York. We're broadcasting out of New York. So we want to pay Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. As I said, Mary Ruth's Restaurant, Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. You go to Facebook, type in Marvin Smith or Katrina Roper Smith. You connect with them. I gave you the name early. I just want to make sure I pay the promo there. The next thing I want us to focus on is an awesome topic, is signs that the relationship is over for him. And I'm going to tell you some things that let you know it's over for her. So we're going to talk about that as well. First of all, let's look at the signs that a relationship might be over for him. And these signs are going to be The question is, how do you know when a man is ill? How would you know? So one of the things is he no longer committed to command. We try to sometimes fit in around home. So we keep pushing, we keep pushing, we keep stretching, we try to make I always say when people show themselves, believe what you see. Let's give a shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gem by Jackson and Grace.
Aggressive and confrontational communication. Some people are so aggressive. Some people just come at you hard and it puts you both in a situation that is not positive. So you have to make sure because you may feel become an aggressive person. You get so so it's vice versa a lot of times. So you have to be aware of the signs and be aware. There's no appeal to physical intimacy. They're really thinking about their next opportunity, and you're not the next opportunity. So we have to make sure we work hard to put ourselves in a position to be successful in a relationship. We have to be intentional. I want to quickly give a shout out to Tri-Stat LLC. We're going to play that promo right quick.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Shout out to Tri-Stat LLC. They can be there to help you get the grant that you may have received. They do leave grant. Have different goals. When it gets to the point, the trust is gone. Conversation. Talk about what's on your mind. Talk about how we're going to address it. Put a plan of action and then respond to that plan of action. And the next
a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Thank you.